Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg normally, but we've got Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw this morning. Of course, Voice Atlanta United and the intersection. We'll get to that in a second, but it's the top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia!
Good morning.
And a good morning to all my folk out there in Powder Springs.
Okay.
I'll be back.
No, you're not going anywhere. No. You're not going anywhere. Noelle, take it away.
Good morning, Atlanta! You have been dropped onto the corner of sports and everything else, as the intersection has taken over this time at 10 a.m. Jason, how are we feeling so far on the Sam and Greg show? And are we ready to invite Greg into the bar and indoctrinate him into the game of darts?
Yeah, it's a little early for darts and a little early. It's not last call. It's definitely not last call like it typically is. But it's a little early for the bar, but I think we'll make it. We'll be okay. I think Greg can keep up.
Yeah. Greg got it.
Y'all didn't tell me you had a liquor license.
It's down on the corner. It's down the corner. I haven't told you what else we've done at the bar, because usually it's last call. It's the last segment of the show. We go there at the end. When you're, you know, at a bar late night, you're going to start throwing darts at some point. That's pretty typical. Okay. So we found this old dot matrix printer in the back room of the bar.
Okay.
So somehow we hooked it up to a USB cord. Don't ask. We figured it out. We found ribbons at a Goodwill store. What we do with this dot matrix printer is we print out pictures of what we want to throw darts at. Because, you know, it's one thing you start playing games and it's cool, but it's a lot more fun to throw darts at something, right?
Right.
So we throw darts at a picture. We all get to nominate a picture to put up there. We print it out on the dot matrix, and then we either throw darts at it, or you can object and you can go take it down. You can take the picture down and say, we're not throwing darts at that because I object.
Okay. And this is what you guys do.
This is what we do on the intersection.
All
so
right.
To revisit an earlier topic from this morning, you were very happy about Dame going back to Portland.
Yes, I was. And still am.
Miles Williams would have very much disagreed with that, and he put Dame up on the dartboard on Thursday night.
Yes, our super producer hit, pointed out a picture of Dame.
That picture's got a whole bunch of holes in it right now.
And threw darts at it. What's now, I didn't throw a dart, because I liked it. I felt like, you know, Dame looked up and was like, man, that didn't work out. Do I keep chasing, or do I just go home? And he rerouted the car to home, please.
Well, okay.
I'm a little sad he's not still chasing.
Why?
Because I think he's got it in him to still chase.
He does, but he was in a terrible situation in Milwaukee.
Yeah, not in Milwaukee. Terrible. Not to chase. I'm not chasing anything
and
in Milwaukee.
And why chase it there?
No, go somewhere else.
Let me ask you a question. There are guys who chased it, and when you think about where they started their careers, they don't have that relationship with that place anymore.
I know.
KD.
He is, like I said earlier, he is to Portland, with the exception of this year and a half or whatever, to Milwaukee, to what Tony Gwynn was to me in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I think
to Ripken in Baltimore.
Yeah. For me, it's sad because he's one of the best to do it.
Mm-hmm.
he deserves a championship, and this move feels like him saying, I'm not going to get that.
That's fine. He's coming off a major injury, and he wants to be – I think peace of mind is more important
to
him.
No, I get it. I get the move. I'm just sad that he's not going to get that.
Yeah. He's in that long line of people who – same thing.
No, it happens. It happens. Yeah. It happens. So that would be a topic that we have when we're throwing darts at the end of the show. It's a little early to be at the bar, but it's a weekend, so we'll do what we do. Noelle, you want to start us off?
I actually want to see first if Greg would have rescued another picture from the dart.
Okay, I'll keep my same picture from before. This one's got a whole bunch of holes.
Yeah, I'll keep mine also.
There were a whole bunch of darts thrown at my suggestion, and some of it has to do with Atlanta United's game tonight. Charlotte FC making the trip down I-85. They're coming to town. I printed out a picture of Charlotte FC's badge. That was what we put up on the dartboard on Thursday night. I think we probably need to modify that and just print out a picture of the Charlotte skyline.
Yeah, at this point, because okay. Charlotte really got a lot of holes in the dartboard on Thursday, and it was organic too, Greg.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned or anything. You know, Jason said.
I went into Charlotte FC because they have launched basically trying to do everything Atlanta United did when they launched. To the point that they hired people from Atlanta United to go there. They tried to sign Miguel Almiron and bring him back from England before Atlanta did.
Okay.
Miggy said, no, I don't want to go to Charlotte. I'm coming to Atlanta. Now they're trying to sign Yorgos Yakimakis out of Mexico.
Really?
And bring him back into the league. It feels like they do everything. I mean, we can even get into all the social media things that they've done where they ripped off what Atlanta United's done on social media. They have tried really hard to be that. Then we kind of went into it, and Charlotte as a whole, we can talk Panthers, we can talk anything Charlotte. They've really tried to be Atlanta.
Yeah, so because when you brought that up, I was like, I have noticed that, you know, Charlotte FC kind of bites us a bit, and they don't even try to hide it.
Nope.
And then, but it seems like they're so energized to try to get this rivalry going with Atlanta United because they can't get the I-85 thing going with the Falcons and the Panthers because we just don't care that much.
That's what, yeah.
And I can say that for Twitter people. I can say that for my own fan. Both my parents are from Hickory, North Carolina. Majority of my family are Panthers fans. And I could care less.
The you know, Saints they try to gets all the oxygen.
Exactly. Like, they try to, you know, text and call and, you know, okay, it's cute or whatever. Y'all don't move me. You don't galvanize me like you wish you did. Like, we were able to ruin your perfect season. We are the one in your 15 and
yep.
one. Like we didn't win the Super Bowl. That is a prize for us in 2015, right? That's all we need. We don't need anything else. You don't have anything of that magnitude over us. We're not that interested. It's them gold folks over there in the corner, kind of to the west that we are most annoyed with. We don't have a lot of energy for the Panthers. And so they're trying to drum something up with FC.
Atlanta United and Charlotte FC is kind of like that as well.
Yes.
So Greg, would you join us in throwing darts at a skyline of Charlotte up on the dartboard?
I'm thinking about, as you said that, I'm glad you moved it away from the team to the city. I've been to Charlotte a couple times. I got no real problem with it. So I guess.
You're not going to rescue it, though.
No, I'm not.
You're not feeling that
when it
strongly
comes,
enough
I've come
about
to
it.
This conclusion in the short amount of time you've been talking about it. When it comes to Charlotte as a city and their sports teams, I'm nonplussed.
Yeah, and they didn't do the airport like we did back in the
no,
day. That's
didn't.
Why Atlanta passed
they
Charlotte
did.
A long, long time ago.
And I look at this much like those cities surrounding New York. New York doesn't look at Boston, Philly as rivals. They go, they're trying to catch us.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of how I look at this scenario that you guys just painted. So whether it's Nashville eventually or Charlotte now or whoever around Atlanta, they're all going to be trying to copy what's going on here, what started here. So I'm with you.
Okay, so he's throwing darts. I like it.
The Hornets also took a beating for not being a serious winning franchise.
Yeah, they would be in that category too, for sure.
Because Miles made the point that LaMelo was probably like a super marketable player if he wasn't in Charlotte or if Charlotte was better. But I argued that I think those two are match made in heaven because neither one of them care about winning. LaMelo's never going to ask for more.
Can I ask a question to that point?
Go ahead.
We know who used to own that team.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no bigger person perceived as a winner than when Jordan was running things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about his tenure as the guy in the corner office? Are you saying the same thing for him? He didn't care about winning?
Yes, I'm saying the exact same thing.
Hmm.
Either he didn't care or
he was handcuffed,
or they couldn't, or they just couldn't figure it out that bad.
I think it's maybe a little more of the latter with him. I don't think he figured out how to do the things he did on the court in the front office.
Yeah, I don't think he initially bought the team and was like, I don't care. I think as it went on, and you try these different things and it don't work out, and you like, you know what, LaMelo sells jerseys, whatever. And now he's like, you know what? You know what? I actually find the track more interesting. I'm out, actually. Y'all can have it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so to me, it kind of showed Jordan losing some interest in being that front office ownership guy. Like, I'll keep my minority ownership because it's still, you know, mailbox money. But as far as, like, wanting to be here every day and my face on it and people looking at me and trying to figure out why this team ain't good, I'm out of it. I'm out.
I got two checks mailed this week.
Yay.
Survivor's remorse.
Nah, very nice.
They totaled 13 cents.
Now, there you go.
And
there
we don't throw darts. We don't throw darts at mailbox.
I like this game. Go ahead. No.
Now, Greg, since you're the new guy, we got to put you on the spot.
Okay. I got one.
So what picture do you want to print out?
Yeah.
All right. Let's fire up that dot matrix. What you got?
Clayton Kershaw.
Okay.
Putting Clayton Kershaw up on.
Putting Clayton Kershaw up there for being a part of the All-Star game this year because you could have. Why this year?
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden? And let's look at Clayton Kershaw's postseason record.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. So I know what you're saying.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. So that's
to hate on the Dodgers.
That's the one. Well, it ain't so much Dodgers, but it's him.
It is him.
I got no problem with him, and he's going to the Hall of Fame, and God bless him. But don't bring him out like he's Mariano Rivera.
With the legacy.
All right. Yeah. That's the one that popped in my mind while we were
and
talking.
And is that new? That's just this season, right? Yeah. That they've had the legacy admit to the All-Star game?
I think there was a couple before this, and I can't think of who they are. We can go look.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago, where in MLS, you have a commissioner's pick that you will add to the team. And it could be something like that. It could be somebody who joined the team recently and maybe wasn't in the vote. Like, you got lots of different ways you can use that. Use it like that, like the legacy pick.
Right, because at least commissioner pick, like, it just goes and tell you what it is. I handpicked
don't lie to me. You're picking him in to try to sell some tickets and get people to watch.
So are both of y'all throwing darts at mine?
I'm throwing darts. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm throwing darts.
You convinced me.
Okay. I'm with you. Well, you
I'm not asking for a reload on darts, but I'll throw some darts. Yeah, I'm in. Okay. I'm in. Sometimes
exactly.
We got to get more
see,
from
Greg,
the
bartender. Right, so I know I miss positivity, but this game
no, that's right.
to get
no,
a little, to get a little aggression out, you know, to say some of the things that you don't like.
Ooh, now you got me worried. Sure.
Now he's wanting to throw darts all day.
I can't do this but with y'all because I work with the nicest dude on the planet, right?
I know. Sam would never throw a dart.
Sam never going to do this.
Sam would never throw a dart.
He would be rescuing every picture.
Such a sweetheart.
Only thing he would throw darts at is something related to pickleball.
He would be putting pickleball up there a lot.
He would. That'd be the only thing I can think of.
You gotta protect tennis.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. All right, well, this is good. We gotta do this again, all right?
All right, so it looks like it is closing time at the bar. We're gonna leave the corner of sports and everything else for now, and we are gonna return to the Sam and Greg Show with Jason Longshore on the Odyssey app and 929 The Game.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good choice. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, voice, one of the voices of Atlanta United, along with our own Mike Conti, and a host of many other shows, along with The Intersection with our own Noel. He is in for Mr. Crenshaw today. Sports Radio 92.9. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Play this one because it's Bernie Ledden's birthday today.
Is it really?
It's like a guitar player's birthday today.
Hmm.
A lot of great guitar players born on this day.
Yes, you were right. I was going to have him play Noel, play some Queen.
Yep, I had that on my list.
Brian May's birthday today. You know who else's birthday today? Dr. Mark Green. I do that for all the ER fans out there. But for other ones out there, Spicoli's friend, Anthony Edwards. He was in Ridgemont High. He came out of the smoky van.
You're going to go those two and not go Goose?
And Goose, thank you. See, I know I wouldn't hang around you for nothing. And I let this one go, but as we get ready to talk WNBA, happy birthday, Therese Edwards.
Ah, very nice. There's one other guitarist that was born today that's a big one, Alan Collins of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I played softball with him.
Yeah?
Many years ago. Many years. We played with all the bands that came through.
Nice.
And I was up and down those. That's a good one, man. I got a couple of those. I'm going to save them, though, for a little bit. You guys got me thinking about people I want to throw darts at now.
See, now Greg has embraced the dark side.
I Did you do that on purpose?
No.
Really?
No.
You didn't do that on purpose?
I didn't do that on purpose.
To call that name out?
No.
That was my show.
I didn't mean to do that, but I'll take it.
Okay. No, that was the name of my show forever. Down the dial, like for 12
that's
years.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Was the dark side.
Yeah, yeah.
See, unknowingly,
you've re-embraced the dark side.
I'll just tell you right now, two things. One is we're going to throw darts at Marvel Studios.
Okay.
How about that?
Why don't you save that for the casting call? We're going to go back
to
the bar.
I got one for them too, Greg.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that during the casting call.
We're going to go back to the bar.
There's a new. Yeah, we got. Listen, we're watching the Open, British Open, if you will, and it's 2:24 there.
Yeah, we can go to the bar there. We're cool.
Exactly.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. We know this.
That's right. So I got that. And also, can I just tell you this real quick before we do the WNBA thing?
Go for it.
I had one of those situations that was kind of strange, and you have to, I don't know if how to describe it, but it was a Craig Sager.
Aww.
Sort of. Yeah, I know, right? And Craig Sager appeared in my living room in ways that I did not expect, but I knew they were going to happen. Here's what happened. Before the All-Star game, I was, waiting to watch it, and so I was watching the Last Dance again.
Yep.
And I was watching episode 5 of The Last Dance,
yep.
And that was the one where they started off with a tribute to Kobe. And then it was basically how Jordan made all his money and so on and so forth.
Yep.
But it was from the 98 All-Star game in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And while they were there, like I said, the scenes were cutting back and forth, but there was a scene as I was watching this where Dennis Rodman was walking through the hallway and Craig Sager walked past him and gave him
$20. Oh, yeah.
Because Rodman had just got fined some crazy amount of money. And so that was that exchange. Finished watching a little bit of that and then went to the All-Star game, and they had the Hank Aaron tribute. And the tribute, of course. By the way, you haven't given your thoughts on that, did you?
Oh, they killed it. They
was
nailed
amazing,
the
wasn't
tribute.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Noel, give us your thoughts on it a little bit too. But of course, anytime there is the replay of the Hank Aaron home run, for those who don't know, standing at home plate at one of his early jobs was Craig Sager, and you cannot separate the two. That he is all. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He is at home plate in that Manila trench coat, looking like Columbo, waiting to get an interview. And those two happened, and I just thought, this is crazy that Craig Sager shows up in both of these events this, within a few hours in my house like that. So this past week, the things that happened this past week. Again, Jason Longshore, in for Mr. Crenshaw. Noelle gave us her world and things that surrounded the beginning of this All-Star weekend for the WNBA, but she hasn't talked much about the game and a little bit of Atlanta Dream, so the floor is yours again.
Thank you. Okay, so we are going to get to the skills challenge and the three-point contest and all of that, but I forgot to tell a story that happened last week that is going to lead to something I have for Greg.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, so I went to the MLB fan experience, like Bo Johnson was talking about, over there at Cobb Galleria, the two-floor experience, all that good stuff. Well, on one of the floors, they had a pin exchange going on every hour.
Okay.
And when I realized what was going on, because I thought I was going to be able to buy a pin, when I realized what was going on, I was like, oh, man, I don't have any of my pins on me. So the only pin I have is the four that came with this special edition Braves hat I have, because it has the World Series on it, the first one and the last one, then it has a four to represent all the World Series, and says World Series on the back. I was like, oh, I don't want to trade that pin. And then it dawned on me, guys, I'm a pin collector.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how it escaped me, but I have a jean jacket full of pins. I have Craig Sager pins. Hmm. I have Falcons pins. I have a Jimmy Carter pin. I have pins.
I might actually have some stuff for you then, Noelle, because it's somebody that I got to know towards the end of his life, Dick Cecil, who was a VP with the Braves, helped start the Atlanta Chiefs, was in so many different things in
Atlanta
sports.
The Atlanta what?
Chiefs.
For people who don't know.
North American Soccer League.
Thank you. Not everybody's in tune with that as you are, so you got to let the audience know about that. There's some folks who didn't know.
The Chief, the Flame.
All that. But I have a lot of old pens that are, some of them are really interesting. There's one really cool old Peach Bowl pen.
Oh, nice.
It's like the 70s Peach Bowl logo.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wow, okay.
It's a very cool one. There's some cool stuff. I'll have to bring some in for
you. Is there a market for that?
Well, that's what I'm finding out, because I didn't even know like pin trading was a thing. But it was like a trade event every hour. But I just didn't have any pins. They even gave away pins. I didn't know they gave away. So the whole time I was trying to figure out like where the shopping area was, because y'all know me, I'm trying to see the gear, I'm trying to get fly.
You know,
so when I finally figured out what the shopping area was, I realized I just missed a special edition Braves Nike All Star pin. They was giving out 100 pins an hour, and I missed that one, and it made me so sad. But I went home, and I was like, I have these pins. I went and found my pins, and I found an extra Martin Luther King pin. I found an extra I found an extra Falcons pin, found an extra Olympics pin. But I found one pin that was perfect for Greg Crenshaw. And I mean, Greg, Greg Clarkston. There we go. What am I thinking?
Just think of my daughter, Kelly.
Look, what am I thinking? But I found something perfect in the bag. I dumped it out. I was looking at all my stuff, and I was like, oh, I've been looking for something to get Greg, and here it is right here. I've been sitting on my dresser the whole time. I found, I want to say, a 1996 Atlanta Postal Union Chicago Cubs pin.
Postal Union Cubs pin? Okay.
My mother, both my parents were postal workers.
Okay.
My mother was active in the union, a union steward. She used to go to all of these conventions, which is where a lot of these pins came from.
Okay.
She's got all these conventions. I guess there was either a convention in Chicago or every city bought pins to represent their city. Mm-hmm. And Chicago bought a Cubs pin that I'm never going
to
do anything with.
So, Greg, when you go to
Chicago and you go see your Cubs at Wrigley Field, you get to wear your new pin. When I bring it next Saturday.
And you got this from the post office?
At some point. I got it from a postal convention, probably in Vegas.
That's wild.
Nice.
I did not know we had a post office connection with our families.
Oh, yeah. Noelle. Oh, do we?
My dad worked for the post office in Atlanta for a long time. That's how we ended up in Lexington, Kentucky. We got transferred. He did a lot of like troubleshooting. He'd go out. I remember when I was a kid, he went to Houston. He went to Oklahoma City. He would go like kind of fix things that were going wrong. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm still part of the Postal Credit Union, actually.
So am I, actually.
Now, there you go.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I'll see if I can bring this full circle. You know, I'm on the west side of Chicago. That's where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that is the Eisenhower Expressway. You got three expressways getting you around Chicago. You got going south, you got the Stevenson. Going north, you got the Kennedy. Going Wes, you got the Eisenhower, and the Dan Ryan and the Edens take you north and south along the lakefront. So when you come in from the west, as you head into the city, first of all, that's the best view. But the last thing that you experience before you literally, it's like coming through the door from Dorothy's house into Oz, is the highway literally goes under. And I don't know how much this is still used, but is like the official Chicago post office, which is built across the Eisenhower Expressway. And so you drive under it.
Oh, wow.
And now this is the thing about Illinois, and I've never seen this anywhere else. I remember taking Tracy there for the first time. She had never seen a restaurant on top of an overpass on the expressway. In other words, you would pull off, you know, the interstate to go get gas, and it was above, you know, like mobile stations, like that.
Yeah.
And then they had like a restaurant there,
yeah,
a Wendy's or whatever,
yeah,
and then you could sit there and eat, and then you'd be like right over the expressway.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe it's the thing they just did in Illinois there. But yeah, you drive underneath the post office going in. As soon as you go underneath that thing, you are in Chicago. Not far up is Clark Street, where you make a right turn, you go to Legends, Buddy Guy's place. But yeah, that's my post office connection.
Wow.
That's about the best I can do.
All kinds of connections today.
And
look at that.
Did Denzel ever come visit your parents when they were working there, or your mother worked when they worked there at the post office? Because he happily talks about his time working for the post office. He had two jobs he likes talking about: working at the post office and being a garbage man.
Huh.
And one of those, the two of them, you could do your job in less time and get
and
the
still
rest
get
of the day
paid
off.
Yeah, post offices, yeah.
And then there was the other one where you tried to space out your time,
mm-hmm,
yep,
to continue working.
Yep.
I don't know which one is which, but Denzel likes talking
yeah,
about
post office is the one where if you can finish before 8 hours,
done,
you get your 8 hours.
Yep.
If you it takes longer than 8 hours, then you get your OT. So it's like the best of both worlds.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do a quick WNBA All-Star wrap-up. Really, we're going to focus on your girl, Alisha Gray, Miss Moneybags, trying to go back and get the money, because that's what Capricorns do. Spoiler alert, she did not, but she gave it her best effort. The skills challenge, she got caught up on the chest pass. She was trying to move faster than she could make the pass, and she kept smacking it off the top, and she lost time there. And she lost the 3-point competition against Sabrina Ionescu. So, I mean, that's the top competition right there. With Caitlin Clark not being able to participate,
yeah,
you know, those are going to be your top 2 3-point shooters right there.
Like the second best ever score?
Yeah. Even though right now her 3-point percentage is down. So I thought maybe. But just like every time we played the Liberty this season, Sabrina Ionescu shot the lights out, which I thought was interesting because I feel like there's three teams that's kind of locked in this playoff race.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Dream, who's trying to, you know, topple the Liberty and trying to keep pace with the Indiana Fever, where the All-Star game is.
We've talked about all the new stars in the league. Do we maybe nationally forget how good Sabrina Ionescu is?
Man.
And then you said second.
Second best ever 3-point shootout score.
In the WNBA.
In the WNBA.
Yeah.
Who has the record? Who has the record in the WNBA for 3-point?
I
can't remember.
I want to say it's Sue Bird, but I got to check.
No, I don't think so. But it is better than anybody in the NBA 3-point shootout as well, because it's the same format.
Hmm.
The WNBA record holder is the best of any 3-point shootout from either league.
Okay. Do you want to see? This is one of those things where we could literally put women versus men because you're just shooting. You're
you did the Ionescu versus Steph Curry.
So I'm saying,
yeah,
moving forward, you can do this. Is Steph Curry that equal to Sabrina right now? Because he's on his way out. Is there a shooter who could match up against Caitlin or Sabrina for the next, say, couple years and make that a thing?
I'd have multiple. I'd have multiple guys and multiple players from the WNBA in that
and
shootout.
Make that a trophy.
Yeah,
make
absolutely.
Make that something Serena wins. I mean, Sabrina wins this year. She comes back next
make
year.
Make the money.
Okay,
make
I
it like
got
the skins
even
game
more
in golf used to be.
What if we could make it like a team competition? What if you could put a Trae Young with the Alisha Gray and make it a team?
Let's do the cities, yeah.
Yeah.
With that.
You get Trae and Alisha Gray in a 3-point shootout?
Right.
I'm watching.
Right?
I'm all in.
Right, exactly. Like if you got Caitlin Clark
Sabrina?
And with Sabrina, Brunson.
Okay.
Yep. I put Brunson. If it, Indiana, I would put Clark and Halliburton out there.
Oh,
you'd have to wait a little bit.
I'm just saying, in theory, I don't mean next year, but I'm saying, what would be your ideal matchups, right?
That'd be a fun one.
Okay, hang on, let's continue this game. So, who would be with Paige down there in Dallas?
Clay. I'm putting Paige with Clay. Oh, no, I just saw Clay get up 70.
I just saw
Clay put up 70 straight corner threes in the gym. Him and Megan got something going on, and the shot looking real good down there in Dallas right now. So
I
would put Paige and Clay together.
That's the thing about Clay. Clay's in that category, too, like, you know, one of them all-time greats. You go, oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
The Jimmy Johnson category, the Tim Duncan category.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys where you go, oh, yeah, 5 championships. We should include him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Then you add the Golden State factor with Caitlin Chen up there and Steph Curry for as long as you got them. I think you could do a male-female team kind of thing.
Who's the shooter in Chicago? We always talk about
who's
we
the
always talk
who
about,
is the shooter in Chicago, Greg?
No, I'm asking
you. Tell
you
me, no, you tell
Angel.
Me.
I don't know in WNBA.
Oh, you're talking about the W. No,
yeah,
I was talking about the Bulls.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Exactly. I was like, Chicago may be, you know, up the river on that
Might
one in
have
general.
To leave them out of the contest.
Did they get rid of Ball?
Yeah, they traded Ball, I believe. Yeah,
okay.
They traded Ball. So, yeah, they Kobe. Okay, I say Kobe and Ariel Atkins or Kobe and Haley Van Lith. Bow, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. All right. You get Haley in it, yes. That's going to get eyeballs. That's going to get attention.
Kobe White and Haley Van Lith. Bow,
okay.
There we go. Yeah, we got something for every city, baby.
All right, let's trademark it. Let's make sure nobody steals that.
Exactly.
Let's
it's our
go.
Idea. Y'all got to come to 929 The Game, the W and the NBA, and, you know, and cut us a little mailbox money.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I need front row seats and press passes. That's
yes,
what
that
we need.
Too.
No, you
and
need
then
parking
we can get it
passes. That's what we need, too.
I need an Uber Black. I don't even want to park.
We'll get some Uber credits. We'll be all right.
Coming up, Sam and I next week are going to be out of the IBM Performance Field. We're going to be out at Flowery Branch for our Falcons training camp from 9 until 1. You got to have tickets to get on out there, so I want to let you know about that. Up next, I'll tell you about some jobs in front of and behind the camera. It is a casting call. There's a fresh one. You can see it right now on Get Cast with Greg on X or go to 929thegame.com/casting call. And I got some jobs for both of y'all coming up. And Jason, before we get on out here, coming up next hour, going to get you ready for Atlanta United Charlotte. That is all on the way. Sam and Greg with Mr. Longshore in for Sam. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg. Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw on this Saturday morning. Had Noel play this, Jason, with a bit of a heavy heart. News came down this past week that Eddie LeVert lost another child. His third child, Eddie LeVert, has lost his daughter, Ryan, passed. And, man, I just want to make sure I mention that during this show here, because just no parent should have that happen.
No.
Nah, none. And so I want to throw on some OJs here this morning. Anyway, also on this morning, we're going to talk about this. I know we're going to get into some Falcon stuff in a minute, but this started with the football players. Now it's happening to baseball players. Did you hear another athlete got his house busted into while he was out working?
This is happening to all athletes.
This
has happened here locally with Atlanta United in a while back too. Like, this has happened because people are finding, you know when guys are out of town. People are hitting on these places.
The Rottweiler sales should be through the roof with every athlete. In fact, two or three of them.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons that Calvin Ridley was going through his mental problems that year. He was car stolen, house broken into, and he just got a little jittery.
Sheesh. Anyway, listen, this is the time we let you know about job opportunities. And, oh, by the way, I never did tell you what my other story of the week or who the person was. Mm-hmm. It was Andy Byron. Y'all don't know that name?
I know the name.
You know the name because it's been in the news. Maybe if I mention, along with Andy Byron, Kristen Cabot.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. Okay. you could have went Coldplay to start with.
Yeah,
but yes.
You could have did that. So y'all go look that up and you'll know what I'm talking about. It's been talked about all week.
Do you have thoughts on this?
Somebody put John Redcorn and Dale's wife on their heads.
I've seen so many memes of that.
King of the Hill, hilarious.
Yes.
I saw the Philly Fanatic did it during the game. He had another.
That's also hilarious.
Yeah. There's been so many memes of putting different faces on the two.
Apparently Coldplay asked if everybody were actually together for the rest of the night.
People try to yell at Coldplay, like, come on.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with them.
No,
that's
come on.
You. Only thing I could think about was not that event, but when he got home. And Ralph Cramden popped into my mind. Hamana, 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 hamana. It's like, what do you say? Anyway, again, you guys go check it out on Get Cast with Greg or 929thegame.com/castingcall. Listen, it is picking up around here. By the way, did you know I was in Superman?
I did not.
Well, I didn't either when I saw it, but apparently at the end, when you look at the credits, I'm in it.
Okay.
I didn't tell you that story?
No.
I got a letter from the folks connected with James Gunn. I had filmed a scene, along me and three other reporters. We were going to be news anchors.
Okay, I remember having that conversation way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then I got a letter a couple months ago thanking me for participating. You did a wonderful job. It had nothing to do with you, but decisions have to be made in these movies, and your scene, unfortunately, was being cut out. Right? So I was like, okay, cool. At least you guys did what Spider-Man didn't do.
Right.
But they left me in there, too, so I get residuals from them.
Nah.
But by giving me that letter, though, it had me believe that I'm not going to get residuals. My name's not going to be a part of the credits.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
Then I got a call. I mean, I got a letter to go to the, it wasn't a premiere, but it was for cast and crew here in Atlanta. Went out there. It was at the Fox Theater a couple weeks ago and left right afterwards because everybody in the theater wanted to see their name on the scroll. But I knew I wasn't going to be there.
But
when I got home, there was some people, there were some faces in the movie. I said, let me see if that's so-and-so and such-and-such. I don't want to ruin this for anybody. I didn't know who was playing, is it Jor-El, Superman's father? I didn't know who that was. Tracy Yet said it out loud, but I didn't believe her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got home and saw who it is. So I'm just going to tease you. If you haven't seen the movie yet, Jarrell faked me out as to who that actor was. But I went home and looked, and I got to, you know, the cast and crew. It has a list on the IMDb, and fourth from the bottom is my name. Mocking Reporter. That's what it says.
Mocking Reporter.
Well, we were all hired to be mocking reporters. None of us knew what mocking reporter meant, but that's attached to it. So I'm in Superman. So I'm urging everybody to go out and see it. And everybody that I know has seen it, they said they like it. So, you know, I ain't sorry about that. But we'll get to that Marvel thing, which is why I want to throw darts.
Yeah, we got to go back to the bar.
In a minute. But I want to tell you about Hilton Casting. They are up on the casting call, the first casting company. They've got a project where they need patrons for an upscale nightclub scene. They need family to, they're going to, actually, you're going to be a photo shoot, and you will be an integral part of the storyline, but you're going to be in photos. That's one. Let's see. There's a call for a stand-in, which is going to be part of the core, which means you're going to be with one of the principal actors. So you probably for the run of the show, that stand-in will be there the entire time. Catrette Casting. They haven't had Jamie on here for a minute. Rose Locke went out to California. She put that on her site. But Jamie, her partner, she's the C in CL Casting. She's still here, and she's doing an untitled project where they need a fit double. Again, Caucasian male, brown hair, to be a photo double. I don't know how it's going to be used in the project, but that's there. Extras Casting Atlanta is looking for, and you were talking to Noelle a second ago about this. So I'm going to give you a chance to say the song. But they need a country or rock band.
Okay.
Full band. Whether you're a rock band or a country band, you'll see it under Extras Casting Atlanta. They need you. There's going to be one day of recording and then one day of filming. It's going to happen at the end of this month or in early August.
Bunch of bands out there that could use the gig.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, and you were talking about the great story. What was it you were saying? The best line or something?
No, the... 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash. The groove to that song, it doesn't fit like 80s country at all, but it's an amazing song.
Set Life Casting. They have a project where they need bodyguards, bidders, like you're at a gallery and they're you know, painting. You're going to bid on that painting.
Okay.
You know, whatever. So they need bidders and they need buyers and sellers for an event. Cab Casting. They have a nationwide event going on where they need ladies with, I'm going to read how it says here, women with unbelievable love stories gone wrong. Unbelievable love stories gone wrong.
So maybe somebody who did not attend a Coldplay concert recently.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Exactly. So that is all there in front of the camera. Bill Marinella Casting has got The Perfect Line, which is a game show. They need studio audience members for that. So that's in front of the camera. And again, everything behind the camera starts at Georgia.org. I walk you through that once you get past that. The link to the Georgia Department of Labor for those minors that have to have that certificate. Bill Seller and Atlanta VoiceOver Studio, a couple VoiceOver connections. The list of the casting directors, follow that. I tell you all the time, just go to their social media pages every day if you want, a couple times a day if you want, because they're constantly posting. There are some jobs that are looking for people that will shoot like Monday. Well, that's too quick for me to put it on here and talk about it on Saturday.
Right.
But you might see them and you could submit today. So go to that list and check out the social media pages and, of course, a general way to submit yourself. If you've never done it before, 3 pictures of yourself, get in front of a wall, you can use your phone, all of that. So I walk you through everything you need to do as far as submitting yourself. You got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, you can see the list up on GetCast with Greg on X. And that's about it.
All right. We got some pull at our local bar at the intersection. So we can reopen it for the morning. It is 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay.
And you want to throw more darts.
Yes, I
hear.
Do.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people do. Connected with the industry or not, and I'll tell you why. I want to put Marvel up there. Marvel Studios.
Okay.
And you know why? Because not only did they leave Georgia, they left America. They packed up and left. And that don't mean just to the film industry. Do you know what was being built around Trillith down there, around that studio? Biggest studio in the country, or if not the, it's in the top 2 or 3.
Yep.
And the community that was put together down there because Marvel had such a footprint. Now, there's going to be some other ones, and D.C. is down there right now. And like I said, Superman.
It's funny, U.S. soccer is moving into that area, too, and they're going to take over a lot of space, too.
I mean, Rick Ross bought an urgent care.
Yeah.
Because of all the people that were leaving at dark 30 in the morning in case something happened on set. They had to drive down that road, get on 138, I think it is, and find a place. No, but that place was growing because of the Marvel footprint, the jobs that were there, and now they're gone. So, yeah, I'm going to throw a dart at Marvel.
I'll throw some darts with that, Noel. You in? We throwing darts at Marvel?
I'm throwing a dart for that, and I'm throwing a dart for decisions that they made for Fantastic Four.
Ooh! Now, is that the next one coming up or the
yes,
one that's going on?
Yes, this is the one that's coming. No, the one that's coming out, what, didn't it come out Friday? Was it coming out next Friday?
Okay, I thought you meant the one, well, because I saw an announcement about one of the villains. That's my boy. It's literally on, let me make sure I got this right here, because they announced that he's going to be, what was this here? Marvel confirms classic villain in the Fantastic Four, First Steps, played by Paul Walker Hauser.
Oh, I love Paul Walker Hauser.
Me too.
But as a villain, it's going to be interesting.
That's what I'm saying. So I saw that, and I thought, okay. But Paul Walker, you know. I get to work with him and Richard Jewell. He was Richard Jewell.
He was. I like that one, but they still about to get this dart. Pedro Pascal was trying to give us art, and Marvel reduced it to content, and I am not happy about it. There is a difference between art and content. Yep. So Pedro Pascal went out and hired a dialect coach so that he would have a 1960s accurate mid-Atlantic accent. Because we had very regional specific accents at that time in America.
Yep.
And Marvel said, nah, bro, just talk like yourself. Just talk like you.
Really?
We don't need it. We don't need it. Just talk like you. And I'm like, see, this is how you take art and you demean it and you reduce it to content. So yes, Marvel gets a dart. I'm very upset about that.
Attention to detail. It's needed.
Well, yes. I'm right with her with that too.
I am too.
I mean, he went out, spent the money, and did, like, all you had to do was just let him do it.
Yeah.
But you know what they were afraid of.
Oh, you know this, huh?
You know what they were afraid of.
Okay, what's that?
That it was going to test bad, and he was going to have to go back and redub it.
So you think
they played it safe.
So, so you think it was cost-cutting measure.
Yeah, it was just like, nah, we're just going to nip it now. We're not even going to gamble with it. Nope, just talk like you.
Rather than try to educate, rather than try to make it right.
Exactly, rather than try to elevate, nah, we're not going to deem our audience smart enough to understand what you're trying to give them, what you're putting on the table. We're just going to dumb it down. You just talk like you. Matter of fact, you might as well just talk like your regular accent. Don't even put on your American accent. Just talk like you.
So here's my question. Is there a possibility that the same sort of thought pattern went into that decision as to what happened with The Devil's Advocate, that movie with Al Pacino and the worst Floridian accent ever out of Keanu Reeves? Were they afraid of something like that happening?
Yes, I think so, even though I think Pedro would have pulled it off. But yes, I think they erred on the side of caution, like on the 5% chance, this is like just horrible. We're not even going to do it. We're not even going to do it. We're going to save the money up front. But I think Pedro could have done it, so I'm upset about it. Now, Keanu, that was a little dicey at that time.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about. There was a couple accidents sometimes. You kind of lost it, and you slid back in. I'm going to tell you one I was surprised that wasn't good. Angela Bassett as Miss Wallace, as Biggie Smalls' mom. Horrible Jamaican accent.
Oh,
horrible. Okay.
That's one you can really get wrong too.
Yeah. I was shocked at how bad it was.
Worse than Philip Michael Thomas in Miami Vice?
Yes, because this is a film. I'm gonna give TV a little bit more of a leeway.
Okay.
For those type of accents. And this is Angela Bassett. We're talking about Julia.
That's true. That's true.
So I was like, ooh.
Hey y'all, you know what premiered today?
What?
To all of our enjoyment? The first Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
The first time in
Can't go wrong with that.
It premiered. Now, here's another thing that happened on this day for the first in-flight movie.
Really?
The first in-flight movie happened on this day. It was 61. You got to ask, what was shown? It was TWA.
Okay. I have no idea.
I don't know either. The 80 Olympics started on this day.
No.
Along with the 96 ones here in Atlanta. And you would know this. I don't know. I never heard of the Wesley Impact.
The Wesley Impact?
The Wesley Impact. Impact.
What is this?
This was something that happened 2009. Our astronomers found this out. By the way, would you rather be an astronaut or an astronomer? which is a smaller.
They're very, very different.
Well, yes, it speaks upon where you are in life. Would you rather be a doer or looking at how the other people do it? That's what I'm saying. That's where that comes from. But the Wesley impact is a black spot that was discovered on Saturn, and it's the size. It's bigger than the size of Earth.
Okay, so something hit Saturn, and that,
I guess
that's my guess
impact,
from the name.
And people, you know, the
I did not know about this. All right,
called it the Wesley impact. But there's a spot on Saturn that's bigger than Earth.
Yeah, Saturn's big.
It's huge.
Yeah,
and those rings I found out aren't really rings.
No.
I learned a lot, and I got lost on this one channel. And
On Saturn Sports Talk Radio, they're not talking about us right now. They got bigger things to do.
Moving up onto the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some Braves. Jason over here, who's straightening me out, you're going to have a conversation. We haven't had Madison Cruz on in a bit. Hopefully that'll work out. But you, Madison, are going to go back and forth about the Charlotte match with Atlanta United.
We got to talk some Falcons, too. Training camp starts this week.
And we are going to be out there next Saturday, Sam and I, from 9 until 1, out at the IBM Performance Field.
We will give you kind of a primer for training camp getting started. There's questions. We've all got questions about the Falcons this year. I think we're all excited, though.
Yeah, we are.
So we'll talk about some of the storylines to be watching for here in preseason.
Y'all having fun today? We having fun? Eh. Thumbs up. Shut up, Sam.
Went to the bar twice, so yeah, I mean, of course.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.